This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the international LGBT news and current affairs show, every week on Australia's first LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community. This is the Worldwide Wave.
It's Worldwide Wave, Joy's international news and current affairs show, especially for the LGBTI community. We take you around the globe, one country at a time. A big thank you to the Informer team with us each and every week, and Richard for the news. Joining me in the studio tonight, hello Damien.
Hello.
Tom's back.
Hello.
And my name is Matt. You might like to think that you're the first to do something, or that you've been living on the edge like no one before you, but you can bet that if you bothered to ask them, your grandparents have probably been there and done that. Too often we don't take the time to ask questions of our elders and then listen to their answers. But when we do, magic can happen. And in tonight's case, it's a cross-cultural, intergenerational magic. Tonight, you might have guessed by that song, we're off to Italy.
What happens when you don't quite fit the masculine Aussie-Italian culture?
How did conversations with an Italian nonna turn into a queer stage show?
And what does Nonna think about her grandson writing and performing a show about her? Hanging off every word of a bold Italian senior, tonight we are joined by the very talented Samuel Dariol, writer and star of the stage show La Nonna in this year's Midsummer Festival.
This is Audrey Gochran, the director of Amnesty International's Africa program on the World Wide Web.
A guardare il mondo coi tuoi occhi ho visto solamente cose grandi ed importanti come onde nel mare come macchie sul sole come alberi e nuvole così sono ancora qui ma tu lo sai non è un ritorno perché siamo sempre noi per ogni volta il primo giorno come onde nel mare che non restano uguali si trasformano e fuggono via siamo onde nel mare che non muoiono mai ma si sfiorano e fuggono via via da qui via da qui via da qui via da qui ho provato a vivere con te
Joy 94.9 Worldwide Wave.
Where we just heard Onde by Marco Meglioni.
And obviously an Italian flavour, which is where we're off to tonight here on Worldwide Wave. It's actually, we're looking at one of the shows from Midsummer with our guest very shortly, which has a distinctly Italian flavour. As far as Italy goes, now there was a report out last week on LGBT rights there. Let's have a look at some fun, fast facts.
Taking you around the globe, one country at a time. This is your Fun Fast Facts.
So it's the 2017 Rainbow Europe report. Italy scored a big fat 27%, which is actually really low.
Higher is better.
Higher is better in this one, in terms of its protections for LGBT people.
That actually made Italy one of the worst countries in Western Europe in terms of gay rights.
So it's rated 32nd out of 49. Most of the countries above it were in Western Europe. Most of the countries below it were in Eastern Europe. It did increase by three places from the previous year, and that was mainly due to the passing of a law allowing gay unions, civil unions, in May 2016. So they got a few extra bonus points for that.
They're moving slowly, but at least they're moving in the right direction, it would seem.
Broadly, they've removed some adoption clauses for stepchildren, and there is certainly fierce opposition to gay marriage, mainly from the Catholic Church in Italy.
In fact, the report actually quoted and criticised and said divisive, derogatory language about same-sex couples and their children continue to be used by parliamentarians. So, yeah, they've still got some way
being
to go.
Riled up. And there has been some examples of homophobic violence. The Rome Gay Centre has reported 5 murders of trans people in Italy in 2016. Some positives. They're looking to move in the right direction in terms of sport, with Italy's National Olympic Committee amending its statute, which now bans homophobia in sport.
Now, wouldn't they have to do that anyway, since the IOC came out?
It's kind of one of the values of the Olympics.
You know, they kind of force their hand, I think, but at least they're on board.
Indeed. So we will explore more tonight on Italy on Worldwide Wave.
Share your views with the world. SMS us now on 0427 JOY 949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
It's Midsummer Festival time, Melbourne's colourful cultural commemoration for and by the LGBTI community. It is in full swing right now. And there are so many events to choose from, and we found one of them with a distinctly Italian flavour, a show that looks at cross-generation and cultural clashes. Samuel Dariol is the writer and performer of La Nonna, and we asked Samuel how the idea for the show came about.
A couple of years ago, I suppose, I started to think a bit more about my cultural heritage, my family, my Italian side, which for most of my life I was pretty disconnected from. Like, I grew up in the northern suburbs, and being Italian was super easy, but it was like the image of being Italian was like wog, like Kappa tracksuit.
A negative
soccer
aspect? Is that what you mean?
Well, I didn't think it was negative for the guys I went to school with. I think if it worked for them, it worked really well, but like, I didn't play soccer. I didn't like identify as particularly masculine. So I think that I decided that, you know, being Italian wasn't really for me. Then I kind of rejected a few, I suppose, elements of that from my life. I suppose I started to wonder what I was missing by kind of like rejecting that and not being connected to it. And so I spoke to the person in my life who is connected to that, who came over from Italy about 50, 60 years ago. And that was my nonna. And I just, I suppose, started asking her questions. And I suppose there's so much that I didn't know. And I realized when I began that this was like a huge project. There was so many stories that have had influence on my life that I wasn't even aware of. So this kind of show is, I suppose, a result of all of those stories kind of coming together and me kind of starting to feel comfortable with this Italian side of my family, but through a kind of feminine maternal line rather than a masculine male one, yeah.
Tell us a bit about what is the relationship between a nonna and a grandchild? Is that something special in Italian culture?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, just by the fact that I think, you know, most people, whether they're Italian or not, probably know the term nonna. They immediately identify that concept. I think the role of the nonna, at least in my family, is basically what holds the family together. You know, my nonna really is the kind of the matriarch of my family, and she prepares the food, she passes on the stories and the culture. She brings us together in a way that I don't think really exists from my uncles or my aunties. I mean, I think some of, you know, my family probably don't have the same relationship to my nonna as I do, and I think I've really made an intentional effort to speak to her. But it's like, I suppose, unconditional love, which I suppose is probably true of most elders. But I think, yeah, there is a special kind of love that I find with my nonna that comes through in the way she speaks to me, the presents she gets for us at Christmas, the food that she prepares, the way that she talks about us.
That is Samuel Dariol. He's the writer and star of La Nonna, a show in this year's Midsummer Festival. I love that line, him talking there, saying, being Italian wasn't really for me. That whole struggle of fitting in with the stereotype.
Well, the stereotype just didn't identify with it, and it just didn't work for him. So just chose to, I guess, park it because, yeah, it was too hard to run with it, if you would.
Indeed, and we've got more coming up with Samuel, where we find out what Samuel's real-life nonna thinks about having a show created about her. You're on World Wide Wave.
Hi, my name is Robbie Watt. I'm from Kootjuk, northern Quebec in Canada, and you're listening to the World Wide Wave.
I found a love for me. Well, darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you. Well, darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes, you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling, you look perfect tonight.
Sei la mia donna, la forza delle onde del mare. Cogli i miei sogni, i miei segreti, molto di più. Spero che un giorno l'amore che ci ha accompagnato diventi casa, la mia famiglia, diventi noi. E siamo sempre bambini, ma nulla è impossibile. amica, ti ho guardata ridere e sussurrando ho detto: tu stasera vedi sei perfetta per me.
Ed Sheeran can't do.
Bellissimo.
And that was, of course, Ed Sheeran with Andrea Bocelli, and a part of our Italian feast tonight on Joy. Some messages coming in on Facebook. Interesting little argument going, actually. Be interested in hearing what our listeners think. So, Dennis Altman, I don't know if you caught it in the week, Dennis Altman, who's been on our show, put out a story on that it might be time to rethink the term LGBTI. Should we change it? Basically saying that we've sort of moved on a bit from this multi-segregated approach, if you like. Now, Glenn says, we are people, not clothing items, no label needed. Brett says, yes, can we just be called the rainbow community? So I guess if you do change it, well, what do you change it to?
That's the big question.
Is it a queer community?
That's
is
the
it
big the, question.
Certainly LGBTI. I remember when we spoke to Angus, who did the worldwide survey for ILGA, they moved away from using LGBTI because it didn't cross cultures.
Even some people in mainstream Australia haven't come across the LGBTI nomenclature, so they're like, oh, what's that mean? So yeah, it's a troublesome term because it means so much and its definition varies so much, but it's just a bunch of letters, so it's not great, you know, from a PR kind of point of view.
What do you think? You send us a message, 0427JOY949, onair@joy.org.au. Are you for or against LGBTI as a term?
And if we change it, what are we going to change it to? Now, conversations with his grandmother, or Nonna, led Samuel Dariol to write a show called La Nonna. Samuel has been explaining the special relationship that he has with his Nonna, so we asked him how she felt about having a queer-themed show created about her.
In doing this show, I spoke to her and I was kind of like, look, I know, you know, could be a big thing for her. And she's like, look, I just want you to delete my sisters from Facebook. That's all I want, because I don't want them to be able to see this and then come back to me and make judgment on my family. You know, it's kind of this pride almost.
Why would they be making judgment? Is that to do with sexuality?
Yeah,
or
I mean, I think
out there with your sexuality?
I think, like, you know, and I experienced this when I was, you know, visiting family in southern Italy, but, like, southern Italian mentality is still, like, I think very conservative, particularly around gender and sexuality. And I think that, you know, it's really Catholic, and that is reflected in the way, you know, people think about this kind of stuff. And I think more than anything, it's also just a very kind of gossiping culture. And I think perhaps regardless of whether, you know, her sisters actually have an issue with me being queer or not,
but it's something to gossip about.
Yeah, it's something to call and say, hey, what's this?
You said that you sort of, you think you have a special relationship with her. Do you think, so you're out to her, obviously. Do you think that is a part of it?
The special relationship?
Yeah. Are you a bit more special than the other grandkids?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting question. I think I have a special relationship to her as a result of sitting down with her and listening to her and asking her questions. And I suppose the point for me is that I think that that desire to understand her life is very much a part of my queer identity, because she's kind of, I suppose, helped me understand parts of my queerness that I didn't understand before. By
like what?
Well, I think, like, you know, the kind of funny thing with, like, kind of like woggy women is that they're incredibly camp and flamboyant and, like, speak in this kind of, you know...
I'm thinking Maria Venuti and...
And it's, like, you know, fashion sense, and, you know, it's been really fun to kind of think about our costumes and the set design for this piece, because there's so much kind of paraphernalia that is, like, kind of tacky but also kind of great. And just the manner, I think, in... the way in which, you know, a lot of sort of older Italian women speak is very, like, bold and kind of almost, you know, like, drag queen-like in its kind of confidence and assertiveness. I think talking to her really helped me come to understand that part of my queerness, yeah.
Is she coming to see the show?
She is definitely... invited. She's a bit old and she's a bit sick at the moment, so and she lives a bit out of Melbourne, so it'll just be whether she can muster it. But yeah,
has she sort of given feedback? Has she given her Nonnally endorsement?
I mean, I think in her own way, yeah. I think, you know, I've kind of shown her the Midsummer program, I've shown her the website and the photos, and she kind of has, she said comments that, you know, I think she was referring to the kind of cover image, which is, you know, piece of pasta out of my mouth. And I was like, oh, that's some fettuccine on that. And she's like, I hope so. Which I'm not sure what she was alluding to.
Was that whole camp thing you're talking about?
But I kind of was like, all right, yeah, I think she's like, she's on board.
What are you hoping audiences will take away after seeing the show?
Yeah, I suppose for me this has been a bit of a process of discovery as to where I've kind of come from, and, you know, who I come from. And it's sort of been like one that's taking me, you know, to the other side of the world. And I found that process really important in sort of understanding myself and my identity, particularly in Australia, which is a country that is ultimately made up of majority of people who have come, whose ancestors have come here in the last 200 years. And I think my hope for the show is really to potentially encourage some other people to look to their past, their histories, their elders, and ask some questions and do some digging around.
Fascinating stuff there from Samuel Dariol, the writer and star of the Midsummer show La Nonna on at La Mama Theatre in Carlton from Jan 31st.
And very shortly we're going to hear from Nonna herself, so
that's
it's a
right.
Completely different take on this this whole story. I did love the fact of the sisters on Facebook. So Nonna said, take my sisters off Facebook.
Nonna was okay with it, but, you know, just make
don't
sure...
Don't let the Rellos go because they'll give me heat.
that's a whole kind of can of worms she just was not up for, I guess.
And interesting that it doesn't even seem to be about being nasty or hurtful. It's just gossip. We've got some goss on you. Let's have a... Did you hear the whispers?
Can you imagine? You know, they'd go into meltdown. They'd be like, oh, my God. And, you know, they'd be all over the web and midsummer.org. And, you know, like, it would just be too much.
And I'd never really noticed until Samuel said, you know, the drag queen-like confidence of Italian women, like, that just has put an image in my mind forever. It's burned there now, absolutely burned there. So we are talking all things La Nonna, all things Italy tonight on World Wide Wave. And coming up, yes, we are speaking with Nonna herself.
Can't even see.
LGBT life in over 100 countries. Download free podcasts of this show. Subscribe to iTunes or follow us on Twitter. Visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Hello, this is Rosie Sagan, speaking to you all the way from Belfast in Northern Ireland on Worldwide Wave.
Where tonight we're exploring all things Italia. Italia. And another article I just saw before coming in, there's been a bit of a stir, a bit of a backlash in Italy over an LGBT campaigner's very colourful grave. So this very prominent gay rights activist unfortunately died. His partner basically decorated his grave. It's all blue and yellow, and it's got photos of him all over it, so it really stands out amongst all the other graves there. And it caused this
big issue,
political storm.
The centre-right Forza Italia party has called for restrictions on the colour schemes of grave sites. I mean, that sounds crazy just reading it in a northern Italian town in reaction to this. So
they said it's too showy and colourful.
Very upset. They said the design was almost an insult to the other deceased and their loved ones.
Oh, I reckon it might brighten their day, so to speak. Got something else to look at. The local LGBT rights group has also come up in favour of it, asking for the Forza Italia party to withdraw its motion. So we'll see if we can keep an eye on this one. Sounds like a bit of a storm in a teacup to me, but it's colourful teacup.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've spoken about Nonna, and writer-performer Samuel Dariel thinks Nonna has given her tentative approval of the show. But what does Nonna think? Well, why don't we ask her?
Ciao, Nonna. Ciao.
Hello. How are you?
Very, very well. Nonna, you're obviously from Italy. How did you end up in Australia?
You know, after the war, it was very hard in Italy. And many people there come And I had a few familiar here, a few friends, they call, they say, it's beautiful. Why don't you come to Australia, eh? Food, plenty work. So I come.
I mean, you've been here a long time. What do you miss about Italy?
I think I miss some of the food. You know, it's a bit hard. I live in a smaller town, and they don't have nothing. It's all very boring. It's like a white bread. I can't find a good meat or many types of pasta. So this I miss. But really, you know, my whole family is here. I like it. It's a very nice place, Australia.
Food is very important in Italian culture. What is it about food that is such an important ingredient to bring people together?
I really think, for me, food is the most important thing. It's what I give all of my grandchildren. You know, when they come, I say, you come for lunch or dinner? You have to eat with me, okay? No chance to say no. Because I'm so happy when you eat with me in my home. I give you a bit of me, eh? A little bit of me is in all of this food. It's a very special to me.
The other thing I've noticed with my Italian friends is whenever there's an event, like a family event, it is noisy, there are arguments, there is laughter. What's your family events like?
You know, family is one of these things, you know. It's like you love, but you also hate. Because sometimes they have such silly ideas. We fight about all sorts of things. But, you know, at the end of the day, I love all of my family. And when we have a big party together, maybe for Christmas or Easter, it's great. It's beautiful. We have plenty of food, lots of wine, chat away, the kids apply. I love it. It's good.
Now, Italy is a very Catholic country. You have a gay grandson.
I have two.
You have
granddaughter. So far, I know. Maybe maybe there's more.
What do you think about that?
You know, I divorced my first husband. I think it was then that the church is important to me. I believe. I pray. But sometimes I think it's not good to judge, eh? It's important to be open. That's why I vote yes for my grandchildren.
You voted yes? That's
yes,
excellent.
I did.
Well, you've been in Australia a long time now. Do you call yourself Australian?
You know what I call myself? I call myself Nonna. I'm not, I think, Australian like a what other people think. But I'm also not Italian. You understand me? I just feel like a me.
Just Nonna.
Just a Nonna.
You have, how many grandkids do you have?
I have 21
oh,
grandchildren.
My heavens.
Yes.
And you can tell me, it's just you and me. Do you have a favorite?
You know, that's a very difficult question. And I'll tell you who my favorite is. I have a little present for you here. It's a Padre Pio. Eh? He's a very famous Sicilian saint. And I bring you a little vase. This is my favorite. I give all of my grandchildren this for their confirmation.
Right.
So you have this. You put it in your house. You can put a bit oil in there, serve it like this. Or you can, you know, put a little flour maybe. How you like, but that's how I get out of that very difficult question.
And the show, you're sharing a bit of yourself to the public. How do you feel about that?
You know, when I go out to the market, I make sure I do my hair, I wear the good clothes, I have the nice shoes. Because I say to the market, hey, this is me, I look good. And this is what I think about the show, eh? It's, I tell some things about myself, but, you know, I don't tell you all the things. I tell you what I want you to know.
And you do look good, and congratulations on your show.
Thank you. Ciao.
That was Nonna herself, featuring Centre Stage in La Nonna, a show by Samuel Darryl. And the gift, we've just posted a photo of the little gift that Nonna brought in for us on Facebook. So if you go to W3 Joy, you can see that. I love that the food, it is definitely something Italian and many cultures, but particularly Italian, comes to mind, where food is just at the centre of everything.
It's first and foremost. You know, I've got a bit of an Italian streak in me, and my nonna in particular was, you know, that was always the number one concern was, have you eaten? You know, have you been fed? And then, you know, when you'd go for gatherings and the food was on the table, it was mangia, mangia, which is like eat more, yeah.
Can you do you ever have enough? Is it always, well, always more?
Have you heard the joke about, you know, the in-laws and the Italian mother-in-law? If, you know, you're over for a dinner and she says, you know, would you like any more? And if you don't want any, you just say, oh, just a little bit, and you'll get
another meal.
You'll get it, yeah. And if you want a full if you want a full serving, you say just a little bit, you get a whole meal. If you want just a little bit, you say no, nothing, and you'll still get a little bit. The problem is when you don't want any more, because if you don't want to end up with more food on your plate, you've just got a killer.
This is Ulrike Lunacek, member of the European Parliament and co-president of the Parliament's LGBT intergroup on the World Wide Wave.
A big thank you to our guest tonight, Samuel Darryl, the writer and star of the midsummer show La Nonna. It's on at La Mama Theatre in Carlton from January 31. As we mentioned, tickets are selling out, so do not delay. Jump online to midsummer.org.au, grab your tickets. And if you missed it, if you're driving in the car, you haven't taken that down, we put it on our Facebook page as well.
Thanks to Phil, Kerry, Arun, William, Natalie and a heap more who have joined or interacted with us on Facebook this past week. That's W3 Joy on Facebook.
And the rest of the teams are not here. Alex, our podcaster, Gordon on the front desk, and Sarah with a leg up injured.
Hope you get better soon.
Yeah, good wishes. Coming up, Urban Dreaming. Love this show. Suri is back this week with Miscellaneous and Marzipan. They too are looking at Midsummer because there's just too much on. They're looking at the show All Sorts and exploring that, and then Triple Bypass from 9. We've got some Italian-flavoured music to take us out tonight.
Indeed. Taking us out, we've got Killer by Baby K featuring Tiziano Ferro, who is an LGBTI Italian artist.
We'll catch you next week on World Wide Wave.
Senza trucchi, mi piace se li perdi tutti, mi piace anche senza nome, mi piace quando non si dorme.
Mi piace soltanto se appesa al tuo braccio, affianco a te il tuo oro e Cartier, prendi pezzi di me, uno tira l'altro, ma io tengo l'ultima parte del puzzle.
Ai, 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 ai.
Potrei pagare tutto, andare via.
Gesto netto, addio e vaffanculo.
Senza noi non siete niente.
Senza noi voi siete perse.
Ogni donna da sola vale.
Ma ogni uomo fa da sé, bene e male uguale prima. Se diventi killer, sai cosa da dire, dille. Mi piace, anzi, mi esalta la personalità tua, alfa.
Dici che ogni certezza ci uccide, che l'uomo vive attraverso le sfide. Dici che sai che ti porterò i guai con la faccia da brava e il cuore per strada mi fai.
E paghi tu per tutto e poi vai via. Siete per sé.
Ogni donna da sola vale.
Ma ogni uomo fa da sé, bene e male uguale prima. Bene e male uguale prima. Piano B è lo scenario tipico. Mi rincorri e con te non è stalking.
piano C è consumato il rito e senza fede la vita tua procede.
Disertetto nascondiglio e fatti guardare meglio. La gente pretende, vuole vedere la ragazza killer.
Se io corro, tu mi segui, se ritorno, ti risiedi. Io sono il mostro, tu mi hai creato un reato del cuore, il più grande peccato. Senza noi non siete niente.
Senza noi voi siete perse.
Ogni donna da sola vale.
Ma ogni uomo fa da sé.
Thanks for listening to another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. Worldwide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9. You can listen live every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern Australian time on 94.9 FM in Melbourne or online at joy.org.au. You'll find all of our podcasts at joy.org.au/worldwidewave. Or follow us on Facebook for the latest international LGBT news. Search W3Joy on Facebook now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.